Good evening, everyone. Let the record indicate it is 5:02 PM and the Warwick City Council Finance Committee is called to order. First item is minutes of the meeting for the bids on April 7th. Need a motion?
Move favorable action.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. Any questions? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. We have minutes of the meeting of the Finance Committee on April 7th. I need a motion.
Move favorable action.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All those, any further questions? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
First item, bid number 2026-030, found on page one. Electricity supplier contract.
Good evening, Lynn Project. This evening, I'm asking the approval to renew our contract with Constellation Energy. It doesn't expire until December, but if we lock in our rate now, we can potentially see a very big savings next year. I'm projecting about $72,000. The kilowatt rate that we pay now is $11.74. At the time that I wrote this letter, we were quoted $11.16. This morning, I got a fresh quote. It is now down to $10.94.
Good job.
The rates, well, it's just the market. The rates fall in the spring, so now is a good time to lock that in.
And if we lock it in, how long is that good for?
3 years.
It'll be for 3 years?
Yes.
Locked in. Okay.
If we go to the market, I was quoted 16.
18?
16.
16.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any questions from members of the committee? Do we have any questions from members of the committee? Do we have any questions from members of the council? Sir?
Point of order. Mm-hmm. Do we need to amend it then? Down to the number that she just gave us? No. Okay.
No.
I'm just questioning. I'm done.
I mean, I don't know what the rate is tomorrow.
So. That's right, because tomorrow it could change, right?
Yeah.
Any other questions from members of the committee? Questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Are there any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, we'll move on. Item number two, 2025-001. Maintenance and repairs at Thayer Warburton Ice Plant, found on page 16.
Good evening, Christy Moretti, Public Works. Public Works is requesting to increase the award on this contract that expires June 30, 2025 by the amount of $105,000 to complete the preventative maintenance on the two chillers in our compressor room.
Christy, didn't we recently award some money for compressors for the ice rink?
That was the new contract that begins July 1st.
And how much was that for?
$75,000.
$75,000?
Yes.
And now you need to increase that by $105,000?
No, this is the current contract that expires June 30th.
So are we actually talking for the ice rink $180,000?
Yes.
And what did we spend on that last year?
On the maintenance, well, we just increased our cap to $75,000 on this contract that's in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
We've spent all but I think $6,000 on that. But based on the the quote that we have for the preventative maintenance piece on both chillers, we need to increase the cap to accommodate that.
These repairs that we seem to be doing on an ongoing basis on the compressors, are we fixing the same things over and over? Or is it always something new?
These aren't repairs. This is our preventative maintenance. So this is us taking care of the infrastructure that we have in that room to make sure that we don't have extensive problems in the future.
Okay. Any questions from members of the committee? Do we have any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Are there any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, all the rest of our items are under the 50,000. So I'll start with the committee. Does anyone on the committee have any items that you want to be pulled out separate? Any items from the committee that you want pulled out separate? I'm going to request item number 6, 2025-414, found on page 37. And item, number 9, 2026-015, found on page 87. Does anyone else on the committee have any items? Any members of the city council have any items they would like pulled out? Okay. Is Council President good? Anyone from the public, any members from the public would like any items pulled out? Any members from the public have any items they would like pulled out? Okay, hearing none. Item 2025-414, found on page 37. Major?
Good evening.
Just identify yourself for the record, please.
Major Andy Sullivan for the police department.
Major, we had a brief conversation regarding these units, and I'm just going to ask you to just give a bit of an overview, being that you're switching from one unit to something that is a different type of unit. What the reasonings are?
Are you talking regarding the radar bid or the
radar,
the Stalker radars have been the ones we've been using. That's our standard.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, say that again.
Stalker radars are our standard radar unit that we normally use.
Oh, okay. All right. And you answered the question for me already on the cost, so I'm fine with that. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Are there any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, we'll move on to item number 9, found on page 87. Thank you, Major. Go ahead, Chief. The mic's all yours.
Assistant Chief,
no one else from the fire department to take it over. Go ahead, sir.
Assistant Chief Oppenhauer from the fire department.
Chief, we spoke about this item earlier today, and I just want you to put it on the record as far as why you've chosen the bidder that you're choosing versus one that appears to be lower?
Sure. The bid came down to, of the six vendors, two of them that were close to the same pricing for the quarterly inspections. One, Johnson Controls, who we're recommending, is slightly more expensive over the year, about $874 than Fire Equipment Inc. But in talking to the both vendors, the issue that we had in the past is if the sprinkler company doesn't have a fire alarm support technician that's trained and that goes with the crew to do the testing, we're responsible for supplying that fire alarm technician for the period that they're going to do the test. So they can basically take the fire alarm system out of service, disable it while they do the tests, and put it back in service. Fire Equipment Inc. did specify that they do not support that service, and that we would have to be relying on us to provide that alarm technician during their quarterly tests. Johnson Controls, although a little bit more expensive on the quarterly test and price, does cross-train their technicians. So a sprinkler technician, all their sprinkler technicians are alarm technicians also. So when they come out, they'll disable that fire alarm system, do the test, and then put it back in. There's no additional cost to the department. A fire alarm technician per our bid contract is about $200 an hour if we supplied them ourselves. So in the long run, much more affordable to pay the couple extra $100 a year to have the company come out that has all the capabilities to do all the stuff that they need to do.
Okay, thank you. Any questions from members of the committee? Do we have any questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Are there any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion on the bid package.
Move favorable action.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Moving on to item number two under new business, PCR 29-25. Resolution memorializing the General Assembly to enact legislation authorizing the City of Warwick to finance the construction, renovation, improvement, alteration, repair, landscaping, demolition, architectural costs, engineering, furnishings, and equipping of one, two new high schools and on-site athletic fields, and two, recreation and athletic facilities throughout the city, in approving the issuance of bonds and notes. This is in behalf of Council President Sinapi. Council President?
So this somewhat speaks for itself, especially because of the long title, but this is a request for the $50 million, which that amount was requested by the mayor. But as far as the topic, the goal is to make sure the two high schools get done, that we're not left with any issues. And as an added bonus, that any remainder go towards other improvements in the city, such as towards recreation. So it's for the committee's pleasure.
Do we have any questions from members of the committee? Go ahead, Councilman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a couple of comments on this issue. So the administration was kind enough to entertain additional language in the original bond to allow for the excess funding that would be approved through this resolution to be used for the athletic fields and facilities. Sort of, in my opinion, a twofold benefit to that. One, if we have authority to spend bond, and two, we can afford it. If we can issue additional bonds for the spending that was authorized by the taxpayers, we can use those to upgrade the facilities that are throughout the city that further go to benefit both the taxpayers and the children to make effective use of our money and fields and such. The second benefit I see to this legislation having a twofold purpose is to send a clear message, and I want to be very clear on the record that this is absolutely not a nod from the city council that our building committee, left field, and whomever else is involved in construction to go ahead and spend $400 million. In no way is that the intention. However, discussions with the administration, the mayor have felt that $50 million was the appropriate number, and we supported his thought on that. But again, the intention here is not to spend all of this money, but as a safety net, as a just in case. And that's all I have on that.
Thank you. I think I'm going to hold back on the committee. The mayor is at the mic, so I would like to give the mayor an opportunity to weigh
in. Mr. Chairman, if it's your pleasure, the committee can finish before I speak. It's up to you.
No, sir. I think it'd be a great idea to hear from you first, in case and if we want to counter.
Well, I've requested that the city council consider this because we're at a point where we know the schools currently can't be built for $350 million. What their shortfall kind of floating has been $38 million, it's been $23. It trends down. They have $17 million in contingency, but they're going to be cost overruns here. They're very optimistic they can get it under control, but they're still short. My belief is when they begin building a toll gate, there's going to be huge cost overruns. They can't cut any more than it's what cut, has been cut. Now, when we did this legislation 2 years ago for these bonds, I was very specific. We wrote it that bond premiums were not allowed. Any bond premium would go towards the paying off the bonds. Simply describe a bond premium means the bonds sell at more than face value. And estimated for the $350 million, it could be in the $20 to $30 million range. The school department has requested to be able to use those. A couple of councilmen have, but I've resisted that because it's not what we asked the voters. We asked them to authorize $350 million, period. And to do that, you would have to change a state law that was enacted. I'm not a big fan of that, and I wouldn't go forward with it. That's why, and Chairman, you and I have spoken too, even though we're kind of opposed on the building of the high schools, that's a question that needs to be asked of the voters, and they're the only ones that should be able to authorize the additional money. And as Councilman Napa said, it's certainly not an invitation to spend $50 million. We're going to have to keep our eyes on it. This would be the third tranche of money, the third and final one as the construction goes. But we can't afford delays of that might in construction that might be because of a lack of funding. And Councilman Napa's the addition to it for Mickey Stevens or whatever other athletic affiliate, I have no problem with it, adding it into there.
And Mayor, are we to assume, and I hate assuming, so that's why I'm asking you, that this would be allowable, that if there were monies left of this 50, that it would be able to be used?
Yes, Mr.
Assuming
Chairman.
This passes.
Yes, Chairman, that's written right into the state legislation. That's what would go on the ballot.
Okay.
You should have received it. It's really long. It's a lot of legalese. Mm-hmm. And perhaps Mr. Walsh can explain it to us, but it does allow for that. And it doesn't necessarily say you have to. You'll look at the circumstances at the time, the city council and the mayor.
Any further questions from members of the committee? Councilman Muto.
Thank you. So just so I get a clear understanding of what the purpose of the going out to vote for an additional $50 million, the first level will be to cover any construction overruns for schools, and then the remainder will be allowable to improve athletic facilities throughout the city?
Correct. Actually, the way it's written, it says city facilities, Bill. I mean, so that could mean playgrounds, fields, walking tracks, things of that nature.
Okay. Selfishly, is there restrictions or a list of constructionist first, Mickey Stevens, City Park? Selfishly, I'm looking, you know.
There's a list as long as that table of needs.
One more time.
There's a list as long as that table of needs. Okay. Mickey Stevens, we've gone forward with it. It's ready to go out to design. However, hold on a minute, because the high schools have to use them for the next 2 to 3 years during construction. We can't rip it up at the current time. And the funding, we're still seeking some federal grants for it. We still have the $7 million grant from 2006 to 7. It's not enough. It won't be enough. So it depends what's left here. I mean, Mickey Stevens would be a priority because that's citywide uses. It's not just one area. It's not like a playground in one neighborhood.
Awesome. With that said, we're voting to have the ability to go out for a special election. When will that, or when should a decision be made to actually do it?
To actually hold the election?
Yeah.
We would, the speaker told me we could probably get it in June, mid-June, depending on how busy they are up there. But he did say we needed to get it to him soon. That's why we're here tonight. We didn't have any time to waste.
No, that I'm sorry.
And the reason I didn't want to wait until the regular election in 26 is we can't have that uncertainty with the construction. I mean, as I said, they've cut as much as they can cut. We have to know what we can do.
Maybe I didn't make myself clear enough. So we pass this. It goes to General Assembly. We wait for passage or no passage, mm-hmm. assuming it gets passed. What is the lever to push to say we definitely need to go out and put this up to vote? Or is it a...
I would just assume it's, as soon as we can, which would be in June.
Okay.
If the council felt that they wanted to delay for some reason, we could have that discussion.
Mr. Chairman?
Back here.
Solicitor?
So This resolution before us is the start of the process. It's asking the General Assembly for the authority for us to ask the voters to borrow these additional funds for these additional purposes. The Secretary of State's office generally gives some guidelines. We're seeing like 2 to 3 months is roughly when you could announce in order to get through all the hoops that you have to do to hold those types of elections. And something like this where there's not an elected office potentially tied to it, it could be sooner, but it's a few months after the assembly approval. And then subsequent to that, if the voters were to approve it, one of the checks that does remain is the funds are not then just available. They still have to be appropriated for a purpose by this body. So sometimes we've done it in one chunk and sometimes we've done it piecemeal throughout. So it could be tailored to the item at hand, but those are also typically public procurements. So it's tied to something that we're putting out to bid or so to say. So there are multiple checks down the road should we get to that point.
So what's important for me on this, assuming that it gets passed, is this is essentially, it's a placeholder for us because the General Assembly, they're done in June at some point in time. The school department has indicated shovels are going in the ground, you know, within the next couple of few weeks. And what's important is that we have the approval in our pocket to go for a special election if the need arises. If we don't act on this and we come into this, we're at 350 and we don't have any approval, good luck with trying to get the General Assembly to come back for a special meeting on it. So I'll defer to Councilman Muto, who has had, I'm sorry, Councilman Foley, who is asked to be recognized. Councilman?
Thank you, but Solicitor Walsh answered my question.
Okay, I have some items, some questions on this. And before we start the clock on me, I want to put this out there, not counting towards my time, a list of questions that are specific items. One of them is on page 2, line 1, section 1. Page 3, line 6 through 11 and section 2. Page 3, line 14 through 15. page 4, line 3 to 5, section 4, line 9 through 10, 17 through 19, 22 to 23, page 5, section 6, line 18 and 21 through 23, page 6, section 8, line 22 to 23, line 1, on page 7, sorry, line 1 and 4, page 8, section 14, lines 16 through 17, page 9, section 14, line through line 2 to 3, and line 10 to 15.
Mr. Chairman, just as a point of order, are you referring to the resolution document?
No, good question. Very good question. The proposed legislation going to the General Assembly.
Thank you.
Which starts out at 2025 State of Rhode Island in the General Assembly. Thank you for that. My first point is that, as everyone knows, I have not supported building these two schools since day one. I have never agreed that they could be done with $350 million. I've never agreed that we need two schools. So my first issue is with the very first whereas the City Council of the City of Warwick endorses and supports the construction, blah, 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 blah. Let me be perfectly clear. If I vote in support of this legislation, I have not changed my position, and I do not endorse or support the construction of two high schools for $350 million. On the document going to the General Assembly, on page 2, it says year and the last installment, not later than 30 years after the date of the bonds. Does this suggest that the repayment of these bonds could extend from 20 years to 30 years?
Yes, it could be 20 years, 25 years, or 30 years, depending on the situation, the path we want to take down the road.
The initial bond called for 20-year repayment, right?
I don't believe so.
The initial.
$350 million.
Oh, the initial $350 million. That was, I believe that was a 20-year payback.
I'd have to research that, Chairman. I'm not sure that it did.
Okay, I think it was.
Not.
So this is suggesting that if this were to pass, that the payment could be increased to $30 million. I'm sorry, to 30 years.
30 years, yes.
Which will have a major impact on the length, on the interest that will be borne by the taxpayers, right?
Yes.
Okay, on page 3, item, a line starts at 6. It says, such election may be fixed by the proceedings of the City Council authorizing such insurance or by separate resolution of the City Council, or to the extent provisions for these matters are not so made, they may be affixed by the officers authorized to sign the bonds and notes. Who are the officers that will be authorized to sign the bonds and notes?
The mayor and the treasurer.
Okay.
Or the finance director. I think both? Okay.
Both signatures are required?
Yes.
Okay. Councilman Muto, do you have a question?
Yes. Thank you for that, Chairman. Mm-hmm. On your last item, the 30 years, just to clarify, this is the option of 30 years for the second bond only. It does not impact the first bond that was passed. Am I correct on that?
Is that a correct statement?
Yes, it's independent.
So it's only the 50 million, not the 350.
Right. Well, okay. I still haven't conceded that I was written that way. I'd have to check the legislation. I think we had the option.
Thanks.
It says the proceeds derived from the sale of the bond shall be delivered to the city treasurer, and such proceeds exclusive of premiums and accrued interest shall be expended. Could that be explained a little more in detail?
Could you repeat it, Councilman? I didn't hear
sure.
That well. And we may be asking Mr. Walsh to explain that one.
The proceeds derived from the sale of the bond shall be delivered to the city treasurer, and such proceeds exclusive of premiums and interest shall be expended.
Okay, that's no bond premiums.
It's what, please?
That means no bond premiums are allowed to be used for the project. It would be $50 million total. any proceeds for bond premiums would go towards paying down the debt, with the exception of any administrative costs that we incur.
I'm going to move down to page 4, item or line number 9. Temporary notes issued hereunder shall be signed by the manual or facsimile signatures of the city treasurer and the mayor and shall be payable within 5 years of their respective dates. Could that be explained a little more in detail?
Yes, I'm going to get the finance director to explain that one. And then if you can come here.
Can you just repeat the question?
It's item number 9 on page 4. This is of the language going to the General Assembly if this passes. Temporary notes issued hereunder shall be assigned by the manual of facsimile signatures of the city treasurer and the mayor and shall be payable within 5 years from their respective dates. I understand the signatures, but what are these temporary notes that will be payable in 5 years?
That is if we have to issue a temporary note before we release the funding from the bond.
Okay, so this would be money that the city would have to front.
It would be a very temporary bond, yeah.
Okay. On line 17, same page, any one time in excess of 200% of the amount of the bonds which may be issued under this act and provided further that if the issuance of any such refunding note results in any amount of such temporary notes outstanding. What's the 200%? What's an example of that? At any one time in excess of 200% of the amount of the bonds.
I believe that this is due to a calculation that we actually do on all of our notes that makes sure that we're not making money on the interest rate. It's about the arbitrage. I think that's what this legalese is talking about. Your solicitor might understand that better than me. But we do this with all of our bonds and do refunding notes so that it's not legal to be making money on the interest on these bonds.
Okay. Item line 22, pending their use to pay the notes being refunded, monies in the fund shall be invested for the benefit of the city by the paying agent at the direction of the city treasurer in any investment permitted under Section 6. What does that mean? Does that mean that we can invest this money and
get a
return?
Yes, okay. And we do. We have collateral agreements for any cash that's being held at probably U.S. Bank or Bank Mellon for both of our school bonds accounts.
On page 5, section 6, it says, any proceeds of bonds or notes herein or any applicable federal or state assistance pending their expenditure may, then a whole bunch of words. And then item 21, line 21, it says, or as may be provided in any other applicable law of the state of Rhode Island or resolution of the city council or pursuant to an investment policy of the city. Give me an example of what a resolution of the city council would be.
Can I step in on that one, Chairman?
Sure, please.
So just to put that section in perspective, I don't think you can pull apart one sentence at a time. I think taking that section as a whole,
okay.
Essentially what that means is as we get liquid funds of these bonds that are issued and paid for in the city's control, they have the ability to invest them prudently to yield some minimal or hopefully a little bit more than minimal return on what we're holding the money. And let's say the city council for some reason has some resolution that it wants to put forth that we invest in X investment. it accounts for us being able to present that to the city or through to the council, rather, to use the bond money and invest it in some sort of prudent investment that we may suggest, in addition to any other investments that may be authorized by standing law in the state of Rhode Island. Mm-hmm. That's my understanding of that section. If I'm incorrect, please correct me.
I am not a lawyer.
Okay.
And I have not read this from the beginning.
Page 6, line 22. The city shall annually appropriate a sum sufficient to pay the principal and interest coming due within the year on bonds and notes issued hereunder, to the extent that monies therefore are not otherwise provided. So that would mean those monies would be showing up in our budget?
Absolutely.
Okay. On page 7, item line 3, all taxable property in the city shall be subject to ad valorem taxation by the city without limitation as to rate or amount. Could you explain that one? I suppose I should have Googled valorem to see what it meant, but I didn't. Okay, for the record, Councilman Napa.
Yes.
So the ad valorem proposition stands, it essentially means that it's in proportion to the estimated value of, in our case, would be properties. So this, the city could levy property taxes in proportion to their value to pay for the bonds, which is essentially what we do through our budget.
Okay. And I'm going to move down to page 9. And I'm going to read section 15 and then to 16. So 15 says, this act shall constitute an enabling act of the General Assembly that is required pursuant to blah, blah, blah. Any bonds, notes, or other evidences of indebtedness issued under this act for school projects shall not be eligible for state aid reimbursement pursuant to the same statute, unless the school projects described herein have been approved by RIDE. So long and short is, will we get the reimbursement from RIDE if we need to use that additional 50,000?
There will
50
be no,
million, sorry. Wish it was only 50,000.
These funds will not be eligible for any reimbursement.
Okay. Section 16, it says section 14, which I've asked questions on. Oh, no, I haven't yet. let me back up to section 14. The question of the approval of this act shall be submitted to the electors of the city at a special citywide election other than a primary to be held on a date determined by a resolution of the city council, which speaks to what we had talked about earlier, that just because this passes and approves by the General Assembly doesn't mean that we have to initiate that special election. However, section 16 says sections 14 and 16 shall take effect upon the passage. What passage takes effect upon the passage of the General Assembly approving us for a special election, or takes effect upon the special election? I think that language, at least as I interpret it, is somewhat ambiguous. It says section 14, which is what I just read, to be held on a date determined by resolution of the city council. Section 16 says sections 14 and 16 shall take effect upon the passage. The remainder of this act shall take effect upon the approval of this act, the remainder of this act, by a majority of those voting on the question at the election prescribed by section 14. So if this were to pass, Section 14 and 16 shall take effect upon passage. Which passage? The passage of the General Assembly giving us the authority to do a special election, or the votes of the, or the results of the voters at the special election?
I'd like to defer to Solicitor Walsh, who went over this.
Solicitor Walsh, could you weigh in on that one, please?
The first sentence that's referencing specifically 14 and 16, taking effect upon the passage.
Yes.
That passage is a self-reference to the Assembly's action of their passing the bill for to allow us to move forward.
So that only speaks to providing us the authority to do the special election. It does, that does not mean that the passage of that 50 million takes effect with this. Is that correct?
If I understand your question correctly, what they are laying out here is that the General Assembly is authorizing us to go to the voters, not to authorize the authority to issue the bonds at that time. That authority is contingent only on the voters saying yes at that later special election.
Does that need to be clarified?
As legalese it is, I would defer to bond counsel, who's the best in the business in drafting this, and mm-hmm. I believe that this is accurately portrayed for what she needs and what the Assembly would do. That said, I would note that this language is an exhibit to our resolution. This mm-hmm. is something that the General Assembly would be able to fix if there were any defects. I'm not saying that there are. What we are asking is the resolution itself memorializing them that we would like them to do this, and this is an exhibit that allows them to have language that's ready. They will certainly double check everything is potentially moving forward.
Okay, so your response and your position is that this only reflects the passage of the General Assembly giving us the approval to hold a special election. It has no influence or control over the actual special election or the results thereof.
Yes, the language is intended to allow the voters to make the decision whether or not to approve the additional issuances.
Okay. Does anyone else on the committee have any additional questions?
Councilman, just a point of clarity. If you look down to page 10, explanation of an act, mm-hmm. it further clarifies what our solicitor just said in lines 12 through 13, that 14 and 16 take effect upon passage, meaning 14 is us being, having the ability, we as a body having the ability to call for a special election, and then the remainder of the act would take effect upon approval of the question provided in 14, meaning right. approval by the voters of the question in 14 being the issuance of the $50 million bond.
Yeah, I saw that. Thank you. It still makes me question the very first paragraph of that. It says, the question of this approval of this act shall be submitted to the electors of the city, special citywide election of the primary to be held on a date determined by the resolution of the city council. I just wanted to be sure that we had legal opinion on the record about that particular item. I don't want something to come back and bite us and say, oh, that's not what we really meant. Okay, any other questions? Sure, Councilman Muto, please.
Thank you, Chairman. This is actually for Lynn. So Lynn, you were able to provide us with a financial impact.
Yes.
Would you provide an overview of what that impact would be to the city and potential tax implications?
There are three ways that we could take out this debt: 20-year, 25, or 30. So I presented to you all three. At 20 years, it would be $3.7 million in the first year. But I will say that is releasing the entirety of this debt in one fiscal year. So that would be 1.6% increase. At 25 years, it would be $3.29 million at 1.39%. 30 years, $2.9 million at 1.27%.
So when we look at the repayment of this, average about $3 million per year, is that where you're?
Three to three eight.
Yeah. So that would be paid on top of the other bonds. So thinking about the tax implication, maximum tax rate is about $9 to $9.5 million per year. This would be part of that total repayment.
Correct.
Starting in about 3 to 5 years, depending
Correct.
On when we...
It's tricky because it feathers in. We don't just release $350 million. Yep. So it's a little awkward approving this 50. We yep. have said that this is for schools and possibly the city.
Yes.
So I've given you a fiscal note for worst case. We release it all in 1 year.
No, totally makes sense. I'm just trying to project out with our bond.
This $50 million would be done very close to the end of the projects. This would probably be used for the athletic fields. We would be very close to the positive cliff when the state starts reimbursing us. So things will change dramatically. So it won't be a burden the entire 5 years.
Awesome. That's what I'm trying to say. Thank you. Thank you for that clarification. By the way, nice job. I actually could understand that.
Thank you.
God help us if the $50 million comes in when we're only three quarters of the way through the project.
Yes. Thank you.
So, Lynn, you said you gave us numbers on worst case scenario. So, worst case scenario, do you have a dollar amount that would impact the tax rate per thousand in worst case scenario?
I've given you percents because the actual rate is a really hard thing to pin down. With the reval coming in, values will change and the rate is going to change. So the real honest answer is a percent, not a rate.
Okay, so given the percent today, what would that percent be?
Worst case scenario, 1.6%.
And how does that 1.6%, that would be, so if someone has their property is valued at $350,000, that's what, per thousand, that's what the 1.6% would be impacting?
It would be 1.6% more of a bill.
Mm-hmm. Of the overall bill?
Correct.
Okay. Any other questions from, first of all, members of the committee? Any additional questions from members of the committee?
Yes.
Any questions from members of the council? Councilman Ricks.
It's like a person.
Thank you, and thank you for putting this proposal forward. I'm in support of this. I think that it's a great idea to just make sure that we do have the flexibility to get these new high schools built. And it also makes sense to me for us to not waste an opportunity here to make sure that we also have flexibility going forward to fix up, improve these different recreational facilities as well. So, first question, matter of just asking the question on the record. Fair to say that before, at least, to the extent that a decision would come before you, Mayor Picozzi, I'm not asking you to speak on behalf of anybody else, say 10, 20 years from now, if there happen to be bond money out there way into the future. But would you and your administration make it a priority to make sure that before any of the 50 million, if it were passed and approved by the voters, that the construction of the new high schools are prioritized here before any money is dedicated for recreation facilities from this $50 million bond?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you. And the phrasing of the language of the bond, I mean, all of these items, of course, done very intentionally when it comes to bonds. And so I noticed that the language is that the second category applies to recreation facilities. Taking a look at the City of Warwick Comprehensive Plan, generally speaking, and obviously the comprehensive plan was last enacted, well, there have been revisions and amendments to it, but simply speaking, we're looking at the comprehensive plan 2013 through 2033 right now, and amendments aside, for members of the public who want to follow along and for our own information, generally speaking, the facilities that are highlighted as recreation facilities on the comprehensive plan are the types of recreation facilities we'd be talking about for that second category, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you. Not sure if the mic picked up, but I heard yes.
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
I apologize.
Oh, quite all right. These mics are a little finicky. Yeah. So, yeah, taking a look at the map, and if members of the public want to follow along here, you can always Google City of Warwick Comprehensive Plan. It'll come right up on the city website, and you can flip to Chapter 5, Parks, Open Space, and Recreation, and Map 5.1 has a very useful map identifying these different recreation facilities, which are found all across the City of Warwick. Obviously, things change a little bit, so one example is that the field behind where Aldridge Junior High used to be, that's no longer a school-owned public recreation area. Without getting into the weeds on all of that, without getting off topic here, simply pointing out that there are changes from time to time, but that map at 5.1 is a good resource just to visualize a lot of the different public recreation spots across the city that could potentially benefit from this in the event that these types of additional funds could be available in the future. And I really like the structure of this too, because it's not just identifying one particular site, but giving us flexibility. If the money is there, and if in future years it's determined to be a good idea with going through a whole process, of course, then this really gives us a lot of flexibility to do a lot of small things or perhaps a few big things to benefit the city as a whole. Thank you.
Seeing as we're talking about other facilities, it brings a question about, I believe it's the $8 million bond that's still hanging out there for Mickey Stevens. Is this something that's going to be released and acted upon as well?
The 2006 bond?
Mm-hmm.
As I said, that's not adequate to do the work that needs to be done there. We want to go out to design, but as I said, we can't do anything there for at least a couple of years. The high schools need the fields. There is nowhere else for them to play. And the city teams wouldn't have a place to play either. They can't borrow the school fields. So we have to kind of do it in steps.
Okay. Okay. Any other questions from members of the council? Any other questions from members of the council? Hearing none, any questions from members of the public? Please step to the mic and identify yourself for the record.
Barry Cook. I have several questions. I must comment first of all, though. I spent most of my working career as a banker. I can see tonight I should have been a lawyer, because all this discussion about legalese seems to me it just takes everybody and puts them into a state of confusion. So I'm trying to make sense of it. So let me just say this. What I gathered so far is that this resolution would seek approval from the General Assembly to create a special election for bond approval in an amount of $50 million. So that's the first thing I understand. The part of that that I don't understand is how much are the school administration telling us they actually need? I've heard $28 million. I've heard as much as $50 million. I've heard $30 million. So looking at this $50 million, can someone tell me, the mayor, Lynn, somebody tell me, of the $50 million, how much do we think or know of that $50 million actually will go to the construction of the schools? Can someone answer that question?
It's authorization to borrow up to $50 million.
You're very soft-spoken. I'm sorry. I can't hear you.
Mr. Cook, it's authorization up to $50 million. I agree with you. We don't know. I've heard a lot of different things, too. The one thing that we've always heard is they don't have enough. They're over budget.
Thank you. So then, again, from my perspective, we go out, have a special election, borrow up to $50 million, and we don't know of that $50 million now how much that will actually go towards the construction of the schools. That's a problem for me. The second part of that problem for me is we're speaking about taking whatever money is left over, which we don't know what that will be, and using that money to go to our recreation facilities and improve them. Well, that seems to me something should happen in the capital improvement budget. We shouldn't be taking this issue, putting it out before the voters, who are going to be, quite frankly, poorly informed, because I look around the meeting, there's nobody here. The Warwick Pinckney can only report so much. There's only 700 people in total who look at your meetings. Every night, there's probably only 70 people who look at your meetings. And we're going to go right back to where we were with the $350 million. People don't know what they're voting for. So it may go down. If it goes down, what happens next? I think that needs to be clarified. What exactly are we doing with the money? And it looks like it's an end run around the capital improvement budget. Or it looks to me like, which has been discussed in the past, and I think Councilman McAllister brought it up, in an effort to get these schools built, let's take the recreation facilities that are at Pilgrim and at Tollgate and move them into the city budget and let the city be responsible for those fields. Is that what we're doing here? It looks like an end run to me, and I think it needs to be clarified. I also understood, I think I understood, and I think Councilman Mudo kind of put it in focus for me, but I'm not sure where the $350 million stands. Is it a 20-year payback on the $350 million? Is it a 25-year payback on the $350 million? Is it a 30-year payback? There's been some discussion. It could be as long as $30 million. Does anybody know, since it was brought up, I'd like to know, does anybody know what the term of repayment is on the $350 million?
I'll tell you what I understand it to be, and it was just spoken to, is the $350 million is a 20-year payback. That's in the original bond.
Yes, cash sir. And stole.
And up to 30 would be on the $50
million. Okay. So, again, just to make my mind clear, right now the $350 million is a 20-year term.
Correct.
Okay. The $50 million could be 20, 25, or up to $30
million. That's correct.
And based on today's numbers, I'm not sure who Lynn is. I'm assuming she's a treasurer, but I don't know who she is. Who's Lynn? What's her function?
I'm Lynn Proger. I'm the city treasurer and the interim finance director.
I'm hard of hearing. I didn't get quite sure what she said. Can someone explain to me?
She is, it's Lynn Proger is her name. And Lynn is the finance director and treasurer.
Got it. As I get older, I can hear less and less. Maybe it's selective tuning. I don't know. A number of 1.6% worst case scenario, that would be the impact of the $50 million over the paper. Okay, that's fine. We know that. We might have a special election come June. That's, I think someone said it might be June. I think the mayor said that, Speaker Chikachi said, could be as early as June, okay? Well, you have a yeoman's work to do between now and the special election, making sure people understand this, because this is plan A. What's plan B? We tried at a previous council meeting, Ed Lattisaw, and I think Jeremy Ricks, I'm not sure my memory's going, but there was an effort to go back to the voters about the $350 million. To see if they still have the appetite to build these schools. That was shot down here. What happens with plan A, which is this right here, $50 million? What happens if this is turned down? Okay, that's a possibility. And I think it's a very good possibility. Mm-hmm. What's plan B? I don't expect you to answer it tonight, but I hope between now and June, someone has a plan B, because even though the mayor's on record saying that he didn't think we could build the schools for $350 million, he wasn't in favor of building the schools. That's what he said. He concerned about the effect on homeowners who might have to leave the city. So somebody better get a handle on this, because if we need an additional amount of money to complete this project and the voters say no, what happens to the money you people have already approved and has been spent? Is it $25 million that's already been spent on this school project and now the school fails because we can't get the $50 million? You better have a plan B. As far as I'm concerned, again, you shouldn't go forward. This should not be going forward to the voters until you can answer these questions. Because quite frankly, if we don't know how much the school department needs, and it's $28 million, I hope you're not going to spend $22 million on recreation fields, because that's just another burden that we don't need. Those projects should be in the capital improvement budget. There shouldn't be an end run around, a run around the voters to hide the money in this effort. So I'm done, but I would think that you guys have a lot of work to do. You better make certain you can convince the voters this is the right thing to do. Try to make clear that of the $50 million, it's not all going to the schools, and that some of it will go to recreation facilities. Again, I'll close by saying, put that money in the capital improvement budget. Float what you need for the schools. If it's $28 million, float $28 million. Don't float $50 million and take 12 or 13 or 15 million and put it into the fields.
Thank you. Next.
Good evening, council members.
Good evening.
The mayor, Ms. Proctor, was it? Good evening, Michelle Comar. I won't repeat what Barry said. I could follow him. And he was very distinct in his comments and threw up a lot of precautions. I'm going to add to those precautions. Councilman Lattisaw, as chair of this committee, I'll direct my questions to you. I applaud you for all the work you did in reviewing all the backup in that document that is going to go to the General Assembly. I applaud your work, but I have big reservations. This was very disturbing to come before the council today on behalf of the taxpayers who aren't really represented here well. But there's four issues that you're letting the taxpayers down, and some of them are irresponsible. It is irresponsible that the $50 million wasn't in the $350 million. Because we just heard, and I'm a fast learner, I try to be, that's not reimbursable by ride. That's on the taxpayer's back 100%. $50 million. Shame on the school committee, the city administration. We got promises now to keep their eye on the ball. They haven't yet. The second thing is going out for a longer term to pay back any kind of loan, whether it's your car loan, your mortgage, whatever, cost you more money in the end. Drag it out to a 30-year loan, taxpayers are on the hook to pay more. The other thing we heard from retiring Peter Schaefer at the time was that RIDE is not going to reimburse the buy one, get one deal we heard from the school superintendent, we're not going to get that buy one, get one, because RIDE's not going to reimburse us for the construction of the schools, design, whatever, until Peter Schaefer was saying he's not sure if it was 75% complete or 100% complete. Who pays the financing for that? It's the taxpayers. That's irresponsible not to know the rules of financing before you start the project. Did we not know that RIDE was going to wait till completion or 75% of the project to reimburse? So we kind of get the buy one, get one feeling? No, we didn't know that till recently. That's irresponsible. Irresponsible financing. I would like to recall, Councilman, this is an example that we can use here in the wording. The WSA, when you and I were on the committee for the Enabling Act, they put in their construction to include all financing for the bonds they were going after. I don't see anything in the language here, nor the other supplemental document that says this $50 million will be used for financing. That financing is another monkey on the taxpayers' back. Total irresponsible financial planning. So I think I listed about three ways that the taxpayers had no control over this because of poor financial planning. But I have an option. It's not all negative. The option is this: that the council does a resolution to the General Assembly to revisit RIDE's regulations and change them so that WARC has the money right now without this $50 million to construct, permit, design, finance one high school. That's the option, and that is the responsible thing to do. Other thing, if you're just putting more money back in the school department, the administration's hands, we've already seen what has happened. It is not good. And there's no guarantee that they're going to finish for $50 million more. I don't need to remind the council how disingenuous it is that the taxpayers already voted on $350 million. I have a copy on my phone, exactly what we voted on. Now we're coming back for additional $50 million. Let's not forget the other $50 million the council released bonds for. Councilman Lattiser, I don't expect the answer today. If you could request those records to ask what the city spent for that $50 million bond. It was released the same time this $350 was in the mix. Where did that go? We can't keep, and I respectfully disagree with some comments from the council, we can't overtax, overbill taxpayers for something that may or may not be needed. We need to sharpen pencils right now, figure out what the cost of the school, I would say one school, is going to cost the ideal school. Don't skimp on lower grade steel. We don't know what steel is going to cost. We don't know what construction materials are going to cost. And giving this $50 million additional, or even thinking about it, to put up force the taxpayers, doesn't provide motivation to the school department for paying attention. They failed the taxpayers. And we're to trust them with another $50 million? That's like an irresponsible teenager. You just spent all daddy's money and let me give you some more to spend wildly. It's totally irresponsible. And you're not looking at the numbers. And I'm no financial whiz, but I know $50 million approved by the taxpayers is not reimbursable. Shame on us. We should have put that $50 million and asked for $400. Because a lot of people, including you, Councilman Lattiser, said it couldn't be built for $350 million. Shame on us. We let that go by. And now you're going back to the taxpayers, again, disingenuously, to ask for them for money because we did not sharpen our pencils to get a number. I have not heard what the construction of the two new schools and for the bond, the $350 million bond there, plus the 50 here, what is going to translate to a taxpayer so they can decide if they can afford to stay in their home? I've not seen that big number anywhere. We got the little incremental one right now for the $50 million, so 1.6, 3.7, whatever. We have other obligations in the city on the municipal side. You're going to have them in the budget hearing. Now we're going to add more money to the taxpayers. I don't see the financial planning. I don't see the construction planning. And this is all on the back of the Warwick taxpayers. I respectfully ask the council not to have the school committee put a shovel in the ground and start construction without knowing what it's going to cost in total and the impact to taxpayers. Because that first bond at $350 million was a catch-all, and now we need more. I respectfully ask the council to do a resolution to the General Assembly to change RISE regulations so that we can construct one really nice high school, not cutting corners, not cutting athletic fields, not cutting substandard steel that's going to have to be welded because of the additional grade of this lower grade steel. One school, let's do it right. Haven't seen anything done right yet. And I'm not in any committees. I just listen and learn when I come to council meetings. And it alarms me what I hear when I put the whole patch together. RIDE is not going to reimburse us. So we get a buy one, get one deal, which is what the school department has promoted since day one. Those numbers don't work. We're going to get reimbursed at 75% or 100%. Peter Schaefer at the time wasn't sure. So I asked for the alternative, City Council, that we just construct one school.
You have one minute left.
I'm all set. Thank you.